So we're doing the second Maimer of Strive for Truth in Chelek Aleph. This one is about reward, and it's actually Ishkacha Pratis. I just listened to a shiur this morning about the exact same topic, so I said, oh, it's a sign from Hashem. This is what we should be talking about right now. So the Gemara teaches that it's from Pirkei Avot, Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah. The reward of a mitzvah is a mitzvah. That's the reward. And you get the opportunity to do a mitzvah. That's all. In other words, the implication being that the reward is not in this world, but rather in the next world, perhaps, the way Rav Dessler understands it, or a different way of understanding it would be that the reward itself is intrinsic to the mitzvah, but not necessarily because I did Daven Mariv, I'll get extra salary. Or not because I did, you know, Kibbutz, well, you know, I win my basketball game. No. Rather, the reward is not one thing for the other in this world. On the other hand, you have the Torah itself. And the Torah seems to imply just the opposite. In fact, in the second paragraph of Shema, which we say every day, and the fundamentals of our faith is Vayayim Shamua Tishma'u. In other words, that if you do the mitzvot, Asher Nechim Etavetchem, Natatim Etavetchem, Bitor Yireyam Malkosh, and I'll give you rain, and I'll give you reward, I'll give you physical abundance. And it's not just one isolated paragraph, this is throughout the entire Torah, reward and punishment. In this world, seems to be one of the fundamentals. So, what is it? Do we get rewarded? You know, do mitzvot, good things happen to you in this world? Or is it only for the next world? So, that's the question. Perhaps I might suggest that the Torah is generally talking about the Kalal. Kalal Yisrael, you will see the rewards. Whereas, the individual may not, at least in as clear of a way, see those rewards, but I'm not sure if that's a strong answer, because there seem to be indications that also on an individual level there's reward. So how do we understand this? So Dessler quotes the Rambam, who asked the same question, and here's his idea. The Rambam writes that that which we find in the Torah, physical rewards, those aren't the rewards for the mitzvah. The reward is way beyond anything we could ever imagine. So that is God removing impediments from doing mitzvah, from us, so that we can do the mitzvahs properly. For example, if a person doesn't have rain, if he has famine, if he has war, he's not going to be able to concentrate on doing mitzvahs and learning Torah. So God says, if you do the mitzvot, I'm going to remove from you these impediments so that you can do more mitzvot, char mitzvah, mitzvah. But that's not the reward. The ultimate reward is in the next world, something totally spiritual, something beyond anything we ever could imagine. The words of Rav Dessler, you take all of the pleasures of this world, you still would not be able to compare it to meeting Zach Schutzer on the street, because that's me in Olam Haba. Anyways, so the Rambam's saying, if you take away all these distractions and God gives us all these blessings, so then we'll be able to do more mitzvot, and then we'll really get the reward in the next world. That's the Rambam's answer. I have a shaila in the modern world on that answer, which is that we see that having blessing and peace does not necessarily guarantee that people will do Torah mitzvot. And not just does not guarantee, in fact, we see the opposite. People who have tons of riches seem to be more distracted, seem to have so many options, seem to have so many things to worry about, that it's harder to focus on Torah mitzvahs as opposed to someone who's kind of simple and maybe even poor. At certain times, it's easier to be connected to Torah mitzvahs during hard times. So that's a question I have. And I'd love to hear suggestions. I don't think we've had this figured out, but I'll end with Rav Kook's perspective. And Rav Kook writes, the truth is that both are true. That there is reward in this world for our mitzvot, and there is a reward in the next world for our mitzvot. Now, why is it that the Torah Shabbat Peh stresses the next world, at least some aspects of Torah Shabbat Peh, some Gemaras, and Torah Shabbat Ktav stresses this world? Because the Torah Shabbat Peh is telling us the emes. The truth is, every mitzvah you do, you're going to get rewarded for it amazingly. However, the Torah Shebichtav is telling us that there's going to be a reward, but that should not be your intention. That's just, by the way, if you do it, it's going to be good for you. But ultimately, the reason we aren't told that Olam Haba is because our intention really should be Lishma, our intention should be the schar of the mitzvah is intrinsic to the mitzvah itself. That's Rav Kook's explanation as to why the Torah doesn't talk about Olam Haba. Anyways, food for thought. I think that, personally, I think that Hashem does reward us for our mitzvahs, even in this world. But that doesn't mean I have any idea how that works or in what situation or how, you know, where, what, how. I don't know. But it's delightful to talk about. And I bless us all to do a lot of mitzvahs and to do them with all our heart. And we should also have heavenly shefa rain down upon us.